We are up to Simen Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Kriyashma. We'll be doing the first Sif. Mi shemes lo meishu chayev lisabel alav. Someone, Rachmana Litzlan, to whom one of the relatives that one has to be misabel for, that one would sit shiva for, so before the burial, there is no shiva yet. Afila eina mutol alav lekovro, even though this relative is not the one that has responsibility for burial. For example, you're talking about a brother of a married sister. If the sister passes away, Chalila, then it's her husband that has to take care of her burial. Nevertheless, her brother or her father are considered oninim and will be avelim after the burial. So the halachi is potter mikrishma umitfila. They are potter from krishma and tfila. Vafilim rotzalach ralatzma velikros ena rashai. And even if he wants to, he's not allowed to. He is potter. He is not allowed to. Now, this is in contrast to what we had in Simen Ayin. The halach in Simen Ayin was that an osik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. If somebody was osik b'tzorchei tzibur, he is potter from saying Shema at that time. The halach is that if he does say Shema, he's yotze. Why? Because he's chayev in kriya Shema. It's just he didn't have to stop because of osik b'mitzvah. In the case of an onan, Chazal said that he is potter from Shema and shouldn't say Shema because it looks as though he's not mechabed the mace. One has to make it seem as if people are too busy taking care of the mace and are not capable of saying Shema. So therefore, he's not allowed to say Shema, and if he said Shema, he is not yotze, and he will later have to say it again. Says the Mechaber now, V'im yesh mi, im yesh lo mishi yishtadol b'shvilo b'tzorchei kvura v'rotzal ha'achmer al atzmo. If it is not mutol olav, not only is it not mutol olav, but there's somebody who can actually, someone else who has actually assumed full responsibility. And that is like in the case where there is a chevra kadisha. V'rotzal ha'achmer al atzmo v'likros ein mochin b'yodo. If he wants to be machmer, the halach is ein mochin b'yodo. Now the halach is like this. If someone is totally uninvolved, there will not be any more hespedim, he's not going any further, it was given over to the Chevra Kadisha, they will take the mace to the burial place, and they will do all the burial, the avelim aren't even coming along, the halachi is that their aninus ends and their avelus begins, and at that point they're chayiv. Whereas, if the avelim are going along, they are not necessary, they're not needed, the Chevra Kadisha is taking care of everything, the halach is they're still potter from Kriyashma. If they want to be machmer, it says ein mochin b'yado. The Mishnah Berura says, though, the minag is that we do not allow them to. So that so long as they're still involved on any level, which includes they're going along to the burial, they're going to put some sand on the burial plot, the halach is that they are potter. Mishnah Berura speaks out, they're not only potter from Kriyashma, they're potter from all brachas as well. Therefore, the halacha is that if in an onan, someone before the burial, one of the relatives before the burial, wants to eat, he's hungry, he eats without a bracha, he washes without saying al natilas sudan. He must wash. He's not allowed to be over isurim. Washing without eating without washing is an issur. So that he would wash without a bracha al natilas yadayim, would not say hamotzi, and would not bench afterwards. Now, what happens if he was an onin for the entire zman of Krishna, or the entire zman tefillah, the halachi is he was considered potter. There is no chi of tashlumin. There is no tashlumin. He does not have to make up for later what he was potter from at the time. Therefore, the Mishnah Berura comes out that if say he was chayiv and then someone was nifter in the middle of the zman. Let us say somebody was nifter in the middle of the morning. It just so happens that the oval didn't get a chance yet to start davening, but the truth is that he could have davened before the nifter passed away. So the halacha is that he was considered chayiv up until the point that he became an onin, and therefore after the burial he has a mitzvah of doing a tashlumin on his shmon esrei. Whereas if, say, the entire zman, let's say someone was nifter before Alos HaShachar, therefore the onin was potter the entire time. The kfur is only later in the day, after zman krishma, after zman tefillah. He is potter from tefillah, would not even make it up in the next tefillah. He would not daven mincha twice. How about birkas HaShachar? So the Mishnah Brura brings a machlokis if he says Birkas HaShachar or not. And that is that since he was potter in the Iker Zman of Birkas HaShachar, some hold that he cannot say them later either. The Mishnah Brura's maskan is Savik Brachas Lahakel. One should not say Birkas HaShachar. Whereas, back to the case where somebody was chayiv in mitzvahs for part of the Zman, say someone was Nifter Rechman Litzlan after Alos HaShachar, he certainly could say Birkas HaShachar even after Zman Tfilah. He can say Birkas HaShachar even later in the day, since for part of the time he was chayiv, part of the Iker Zman he was chayiv, he would still have the right to make up for it and say the brachas afterwards.